The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He had been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
But brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
This is such a beautiful night, is it not? Yes or no?
Yes.
This is who we are. You can clap for Jesus. Go ahead. This is who we are. This is the most important night of the year, the holiest night of the year. As we celebrate Jesus conquering sin and death and rising from the dead. And for many of us, this is also the busiest week of the year. And although I've been ordained 16 years, sometimes my friends and family members still don't get how busy I am. And Thursday, as I was preparing for Mass of the Lord's Supper, and I was tweaking my homily, and I was really, really praying. You know, it's my first Easter Triduum here at Holy Family, and I wanted to be ready for it. And my phone started blowing up with this question: "Are you going to the Dodger game?" And my response was, "I'm just a little busy this week. I have this whole dying and rising of the Savior of the world." But it made me smile because, you know, when a new sports season begins, there's always new hopes and new dreams, is there not? People are convinced this is the year my team's going to win. But for us, my friends, every single Sunday is Championship Sunday. Every single Sunday, because we have received the greatest victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So what are we celebrating tonight? On this triumphant Easter Sunday, this championship Sunday for us Christians. First of all, we gain the gift of eternal life in heaven. Jesus conquered death for all of us. So all those people that we love and miss, listen to me right now. We will be with them again one day. Do not fear dying. Where is our true home, my friends? Here on earth or in heaven? Where is it?
Heaven.
Where is it?
Heaven.
Very good. So who is it that you can't wait to see again? Let us pause right now and picture those faces of those who have died, of those who we miss so very much. Tonight we gain the gift of forgiveness of our sins and unconditional love. There is nothing that you have done, nothing that you have done that will separate you from the love of God. As Jesus was dying on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He never did once say, "Hey, Father, go get them, it's payback time." But oftentimes we act like that ourselves, do we not? So we are forgiven, and we in return are called to forgive those who have hurt us. Tonight we also gain the gift of peace. After Jesus rose from the dead, he brought peace to those around him. He does not want any of us to live in a constant state of fear or worry. No matter how scary the world may seem, because we could be at peace, because we know that at the end of the day, Christ is always victorious. Our health issues, financial, family worries. So on this Championship Sunday, this beautiful Holy Night, Holy Saturday, may you know how loved you are by Christ. So until we are together in heaven, be not afraid. Jesus walks with you always. Let us not live in fear and anxiety. Let us be at peace, knowing that Jesus has already won the battle for us. So my dear friends, I ask all of you tonight, do you believe that Jesus has risen from the dead? Yes or no? So you have said yes. The tomb is empty. Stop living in the past. Stop living in fear. Heaven awaits us all. That is our true home. That is where we will be one day. So as Holy Week comes to a conclusion and we enter in this beautiful Easter season, I can finally say to my friends, yes, it is time for Dodger baseball. But no matter who wins the World Series this year, we have already won, my friends. Because as Christians, we firmly believe that Jesus is risen from the dead. So keep your eyes on Christ. He is our prize. He is our true way to our true home in heaven. Happy Easter, everyone.